Most of the announcements for today are in your bulletins, and so I encourage them you to read them and to mark those that will apply to you and that you would like to be involved in the life of our parish. Especially, just note the Candlelight Eucharist on Wednesday evenings, a wonderful opportunity in a very small and intimate gathering to share in that time of quiet and reflection and contemplation. So that's Wednesdays at 7:30. As well, you'll see on the back of your announcement page all of the services for Holy Week. And we do remember that it is not just a holy day, it is a holy week. And so I really do encourage you to come out and be part of as many of those liturgies as you are able to, because they really do invite us into a whole week of observing what the Passion of Christ is about, culminating, of course, in Good Friday, the Vigil of Holy Saturday, and the triumphal celebration of Easter morning. Share that with your friends and family too, because Easter is a wonderful opportunity to invite those who might be interested in exploring what Christian faith is about, and what better opportunity to invite them to than that celebration and that remembrance of what the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is about for us. Yesterday was the funeral for the Most Reverend Terence Finlay, Archbishop Finlay. As the primate noted in his homily, most of us affectionately knew him as Terry, and he really was Terry. And it was quite a wonderful celebration of his life and his faith and his commitment to the gospel and his contribution to the mission of the church. I share with you one story the primate told during his homily, which got a chuckle for sure. Terry knew he was dying, and it was a relatively short period of time, I would say only a few months. And in February, he and his wife AJ planned everything about the funeral and what it would be. And he phoned Archbishop Fred Hiltz and he said, "Fred, I would like you to preach the sermon at my funeral. I would be honored if you would do that." And so Fred said yes. And then in typical Terry form, he said, "You know, I want all the details to be completely in place because I just want to lie back and enjoy it." And there's no doubt that everything from the visitation and the vigil throughout the evening on Saturday, which I will be writing about in my reflection this week because I participated. And for those of you who know me well, 1:30 in the morning is not my time of day. But I participated in the vigil from 1:30 in the morning until 3:30, and it was really quite a powerful experience. And through the service of celebration yesterday, which truly did celebrate his life and commend him to God's care. Truly a faithful servant, and it is a loss for us as the church, but he's now taken his place in that great company, in that hope of what we are promised through the resurrection. So a day in the life of our diocese, but also for many of us who knew him personally as well. Our closing hymn this morning is, "O Jesus, I Have Promised."